For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Deep Dive in Left Field podcast. My name is Jack. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at MLB Nerds. I'm here with my co-hosts, Ryan, James, and Jackson. You can find Ryan on Twitter at Ryan Garcia ESM. Find James on Twitter at James Valentina. You can find Jackson on Twitter at Jackson Dells, too. It's been a while, but today's podcast, we're going to be recapping. We're not going to be recapping the season, or are we? We're not doing
that. Oh,
we're
fuck doing, no.
No, we're not doing that.
It's a little late for that, Jack.
You guys know what happened. We're all wrong. It's okay. Shit happens.
Except for me. I said the Braves were going to win the World Series.
I said in April that I think the Braves could win the World Series on a comment on our Instagram.
Okay. You're not special, man.
That was dumb. Anyways, we're going to be doing our top 10 relievers for reliever week, and we're going to be doing free agent predictions that I think James drew them up, the free agents. So I forgot exactly the
group. No, I didn't draw them up. I stole them from someone else, but
nice.
James stole them from somebody
Let's
else.
Go.
I don't think there's like a method in terms of like our top 25 free agents or anything like that. They're just free agents.
Oh no, they were just 25 free agents.
They're 25, not like your top, not like our top 20.
It's not a list. It's not like, these are the 25 best. They're just 25 that I have on a list.
Exactly.
However, everyone,
it's actually 27 now because we added two guys.
Okay. But let's just get started with our top 10 relievers. Who wants to go? I'll start with number 10. We'll go around.
No, honorable mentions. Honorable mentions.
Oh, shit. Honorable. Yeah. All right. I'll do honorable mentions first. Okay. Honorable mentions for me, I have both Clay Holmes and Aaron Bummer. They're both very, very similar pitchers. Bummer is slightly better, and Bummer throws his left hand, and that really matters, but they're basically the same pitcher. They're really good. Clay Holmes made major mechanical adjustments with the Yankees. And by mechanical adjustments, I mean he literally just threw a sinker. And that was it. He stopped running his curveball.
All right. My turn.
Go ahead.
I am giving an honorable mention to new angel Aaron Loop for leading the league in ERA. And okay. I knew that. I knew Jack would love that.
Funny, what? It's funny. Like Loop, I don't think Loop is close. I don't think Loop is really top 10, but like it's fun. I knew you'd do that because of the fucking ERA.
And then I'd like to give two serious honorable mentions to Andrew Kittredge of the Tampa Bay Rays and Jonathan Loaisiga of the New York Yankees.
Okay.
All right.
Ryan, let's go.
I will give my honorable mentions to New York Mets closer Edwin Diaz, and I would like to give my other honorable mention to my our boy Jack Clay Holmes, my boy, my king. My goat.
All right.
Those are my two honorable mentions.
Jackson.
This isn't like who I think is 11 and 12, but I just want to honorable mention to Garrett Whitlock and Paul Sewald because I love them both.
Paul Sewald, the VAA guy. He's fucking awesome. I love Paul Sewald. I wish Garrett Whitlock. I think
the Mets love him too.
At some point. Anyways, let's get into the top 10. Top 10 for me, number 10. Let's see what I have. Your number 10 is Chad Green for me. Ryan, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Because no, I had it in order and I had James second. Okay, whatever.
All right,
I have it way out of order too, but
whatever.
All right, so at number 10, I have Aaron Bummer of the Chicago White Sox who let me down.
I'll go. Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
What the fuck is... Sorry.
You don't curse on this podcast. What the fuck?
At number 10, I have Edwin Diaz of the New York Mets.
Nice.
And I have Chad Green of the New York Yankees.
Okay, at number 9, I have to, be a patriot here. And I'm going to take my guy, always really good political views, Blake Treinen.
I would also like to take vaccine hero Blake Treinen at number 9.
He did expose the vaccine to a different.
Yes, way. I don't. I'm not a sheep. Oh, we're not sheeple around here. I was gonna say I'm not a sheeple, but
I feel like I'm forgetting like a top 3 reliever. But go on, Jackson.
You didn't even say number nine.
Oh, so at number nine, I have Aaron Bummer of the Chicago White Sox. Bummer,
let's go.
And I also have a true patriot, Blake Trinan.
You what the fuck?
I know. Don't worry.
Eight, yeah.
It's okay.
This is not a video podcast.
Number eight,
definitely not.
Number eight, I have Jonathan Loaiza.
Number eight, I also have the ground ball king, Jonathan Loaiza.
Wait, what? Wait, Ryan, who did you have at 10?
I had Aaron Bummer.
Okay, that's why I missed them. At number eight, I have Craig Kimbrell of the Chicago White Sox. Or of the,
he's still a White Sox right now. For now.
Then I have Jonathan Loaiza. I don't know how to say his name.
Loaiza. All right. At number seven, Jack, you have.
Number seven, I have Edwin Diaz.
And number seven, I have Dirty Craig. Right hand. Yeah, not left hand.
At number seven, I have Blake Trinan.
At number seven, I have Craig Kimbrell.
Nice. Dirty Craig.
At number six, I have Devin Williams.
At number six, Williams. I have Raisel Iglesias.
At number six, I have Ryan Pressly.
Yo, fellow Ryan.
Number six, I have Emmanuel Clase.
And number five, I have Ryan Pressly.
Number five, I have Ryan Pressly.
At number five, I have Raisel Iglesias.
I feel like Ryan Pressly might be the one that you might have forgotten.
At number five, I have Raisel.
No, I just said Pressly. I had him at six.
Oh, my bad. Oh, wait, did you say Jackson?
Raisel. He said Iglesias.
Got you.
Iglesias.
Like number four, I have Clase. At number four, Emmanuel Clase.
At number four, I have Devin Williams and his beautiful, sexy changeup.
At number four, I also have Devin Williams.
I got Devin Williams, too.
At number three, I have Raisel Iglesias, who's currently a free agent.
At number three, I have Emmanuel Clase.
At number three, I have Emmanuel Clase.
I have Ryan Pressly.
Okay, and then does everyone have Hendricks at two?
Yeah.
Yes.
A hater at one?
Yep. Yes. I have no minority respecter, Joshua, at number one.
Whoa. All
right.
Equals the sum of all those.
Our lists are very similar, actually, more similar than I thought, considering this is relievers. I think the only big difference is I didn't really have Craig near my top. I am at 16. Bummer, I had at 11, so I was like very close to 10. Diaz, I had slightly higher than you guys, but only by a couple spots. Iglesias, I had higher by like two spots.
The biggest difference here I'm seeing is that I gave Loaiza an honorable mention without looking at his numbers. And Craig Kimbrell.
Why?
Because I don't like him. And
Yankee, Craig, he's not.
Yeah, Yankee. Fuck him. And
he's so awesome.
No, honestly, I just didn't look at it. Like, I kind of forgot he existed. Then I was looking at the honorable mentions. I'm like, shit, I forgot this guy. Yeah, whatever.
Based. Respect that.
Craig Kimbrell, you left off, Jack. We had him at seven for the group.
I don't really think so.
If I'm gonna read off the group quickly, what the hell is that? We have Diaz at 10, Trinan at 9, Kimbrell at Diaz at 10, Loaiza at 9, Trinan at 8, Kimbrell at 7, tied for 5th and 6th. We have Iglesias and Pressly, beating them out by 1 point. For number 4, we have Devin Williams. Beating him out is Clase, and then at 2 and 1, we have Hendricks and Hader. So
that's a pretty good list. Actually, like
overall, we have a pretty good list, pretty similar list.
I would say I'm probably the most down on Edwin Diaz, and I guess that's just because, like, I don't know what it is. I don't really see the statistical difference between him and a guy like Richard Bleier. Like,
I understand. Here's the thing. I understand when you look at peripherals for like a season with relievers, and I think Jackson talked about this a while ago. But a lot of being a reliever just looking at stuff and pitch data and you know, realistically, Diaz would be a top five guy coming into the season, but you know, since the spider attack, he lost a lot of arm sound in his fastball. And that's why I didn't have him higher. And I think seven's still a really good spot. And I still think he's really good. And I think, you know, a lot of these guys who didn't necessarily rely on spider attack, but used it or whatever they used, can adjust over the offseason. And Garrett Cole was a good example of that.
Yeah, really, we'll see until he gets kicked down in the wild card game again, like he does every
year. Right, you know what? Whatever. But maybe James Karinchak can't, just because of how much, like, you could see the guy literally, like, it was insane how much he used and how bad he was afterwards.
Yeah, like, I think there are certain guys who are completely screwed, but then there's others who will be fine. Like, I think Diaz is a guy who will be fine.
Walker Buehler sucks now.
Walker Buehler might be a guy. Well, maybe not. He's still a top 20 pitcher.
He sucks.
Like, he came into the season like with an elite fastball, and then like
it's not. Yeah, buddy sucks. So, Gausman clears. That's just all I know. My boy Gausman.
Logan Webb actually just cleared.
Logan Webb is maybe like the greatest pitcher I've ever seen.
We'll save that for our starting pitchers podcast. Anyways,
he's better than the Bronx.
Yeah, I think maybe the difference in our lists were similar, but I think the philosophical, like, going about making the list were different. I think Jackson.
Oh yeah, so much different.
Jackson and I sort of made our lists more similar, and then you guys made your lists similar.
Which I think makes sense because of the way that we look at things, but also, like, why the hell do I have John Gray on this list of free agents? Anyways,
John Gray is good.
The way we look at things is different, but I think that just proves that, like, the top relievers are the top relievers no matter how you slice it. So it doesn't. Yeah.
Oh, I just looked at how often you get ground balls and how often you strike guys out and how few guys you walk. I don't care about
anything else. I actually, for you guys, won't even believe this, but I did not look at ERA.
Neither did I.
So
I don't believe you don't look at ERA. James is a notorious ERA looker. So
no, I do, but not for relievers because it's such a small sample size.
That's fair. I mean,
I was going to pull out Steamer, but it just doesn't. They don't have a relievers column, so it's hard to like rank relievers.
I looked at their strikeout percentage, ground ball percentage, and their Sierra, basically, and walk percentage. And that's kind of what I based it all off of.
It might be time that we just start.
And I did how much I like them. But let's move on. We're done with relievers. Reliever right. week, great idea, cool, whatever. I'm done. I hate relievers so much.
Why do you hate relievers? You know what? This whole thing, by the way, the reaction to it has been great. I didn't think anybody would give a shit. And I don't know if people do give a shit or not, but like, there have been a lot of really cool posts, and I'm excited to go through them more in detail. I kind of just put them in my story. I can't look at all of them. I kind of just keep putting them up there, and I just don't really look at them. But, yeah, there's a couple of them that I've seen that are really, really good. I'll make sure to go through all of them later. And, yeah, let us know also. Let me know specifically if you were listening and you have any ideas, other ideas for, like, a week or, like, a specific, like, kind of thing like we're doing with Reliever Week. Because aside from Reliever Week, you know, I've gotten other ideas, but, like a Hall of Fame thing, but – you know, I haven't really thought of anything, so let me know if you have any like specific theme weeks or anything like that.
We should do shit on the Yankees week.
That's literally every single day.
That's like every week.
Okay.
Bro, I'm not even joking. Like
Ryan keeps shitting on this bald man. I don't even know who he is. Who's the bald man?
Oh, Cashman. No, but that's just a joke. That's just a joke. Don't worry. I understand why he didn't sign out.
All right, I get free agents. I have a list of 25 guys. We added Mark Canna and Jackson. Who did you tell me to add?
So I don't know how I.
It's Seager, Canna, and Escobar.
Seager.
Okay.
So, do we just go around? Start from the bottom.
Started from the bottom. No.
Start with, like Canna, Seager, Escobar, and then work your way up to Correa.
Okay.
All right, so where do you guys have Mark Canna signing this offseason? So, Jack, go Ryan, James, Jackson.
I have Canna going to the Mets.
Mark Canna, you are a Giant.
I don't have him on my list, but I think he makes sense in the outfield of the Miami Marlins.
I like that. That's good.
Have him going to the Pittsburgh Pirates.
That makes no sense. So I don't understand that.
I like it.
All right, Jack. Well, starting with Jack, where do we think Eduardo Escobar is going? And once we start getting into the free agents who are like actually good, obviously these guys are good, but like we're talking about like the top of the top. We'll start talking about the actual players and the fits and everything. But for now, where do you have Eduardo Escobar signing this offseason?
I have Escobar re-signing with Milwaukee Brewers.
Eduardo Escobar, you are a Brewer.
I agree. He's gonna stay a Brewer.
I also have the Brewers, so.
Okay, Brewers all around. All right. This is Kyle Seager. Where do we have Kyle Seager signing this offseason?
Fuck. I mean, you gotta come back to me in this
one.
Is that kind of I already have my determined destination. Which Kyle Seager, you are a Diamondback.
I remember.
Because I think the GM said they want to get a third baseman, so I just figured that might work, and they might trade him in the all.
They also want to win games, so
I have Kyle Seager to the Mets.
You have both Canna and Seager to the Mets. I think that Kyle Seager is a New York Met. I agree with that. Which is what I
agree. I have him going to the Miami Marlins with Derek Jeter.
All right. Damn, so two infielders with no range. Goddamn.
25, we have Seiya Suzuki. You can also say he's going back to Japan, obviously.
Seiya Suzuki going to the Seattle Mariners.
Okay.
Seiya Suzuki, you are a Texas Ranger.
I have him. I love how all the Japanese players, whenever they hit free agency, they all just want to go to the teams that all the other Japanese players went to. It's hilarious. And for that reason.
Geographical location.
And for that reason, I have him as a Los Angeles Angel. He will join the MVP, Shohei Ohtani, and they can make the best Japanese duo of all time, presumably.
I have him going to the Texas Rangers.
All right. Kenley Jansen.
Kenley Jansen, I'm going to the Chicago White Sox.
Ooh.
Ryan. Kenley Jansen, you are a Dodger.
Dodgers for me and Jackson.
Dodgers, yeah.
No. All right. I made this list a while ago, and I don't know how I feel about this pick now, but I'm just going to roll with it. Jack, where do you have John Gray?
John Gray, I have going to the New York Yankees.
John Gray, welcome to the South Side, brother. You are a White Sox.
I have him with the Giants. That's what I had last week when I made this list. But the Giants signed two pitchers. I'm just going to roll with it. Why not?
You know, that's still possible.
I need to take these Stefani off this list. Yankees. All right. Raisel Iglesias, our number 5 reliever in baseball, is headed to
Los Angeles Angels. He'll be back.
Okay.
Billy Epler is about to put his nuts on the table and steal the Angels closer. You are a New York Met, baby.
I have him to the Marlins. I thought that was like kind of what it seemed like he was going to go to the Marlins. I don't know. He wanted to go there. I read that. So I'm just going to stick with it.
I have him going to the Detroit Tigers.
Okay. Now, there's only half the teams in the league that would be interested in this player. But number 21, we have
Nelson Cruz. CBA is expiring, so I would guess they're going to DH next year.
Can you say that again?
Nelson Cruz.
I have him going back to the Minnesota Twins.
Okay.
I also have Nelson Cruz. You are a Minnesota Twin.
I had Nelson Cruz as a Seattle Mariner, which is also
– I also had a Seattle Mariner.
He's going back to the Mariners.
I have no idea where he ends up. It's going to be really interesting.
It's tough because I didn't think about the CBA, but if that's intact, I could see Atlanta. I see a lot of places.
The Mets feel like a great spot for him too, because don't they need a DH? Or is it that they don't need a DH?
Davis.
Oh, right. No, they're a team that don't. Okay, never mind. Scratch what I said.
Where Giants? Do we have Anthony Rizzo, the COVID man himself?
Anthony Rizzo. You are a Seattle Mariner.
Okay.
Yo, right. I forgot about Anthony Rizzo.
Can we talk about how Anthony Rizzo pulled a Dennis Schroeder and no one's talking about it? Like, this guy declined.
He did kind of fumble the bag a bit.
He declined five years, $70 million from the Cubs before last season. Not even like 2-3 years ago, last season. And now all like the projected numbers for him are like 2 years, 12 AAV.
Because he's not that good. He's not that like Yankee. So, they're twerking for the
he's
guy.
He's an idiot. Thank
Why
God.
Are we giving up two good prospects for him? I'm fucking. That still really pisses me.
Okay,
off.
We got fleeced. We got fleeced. We got so.
Kevin Alcantara.
I feel like we fleeced you, but I don't know shit about prospects.
I don't know where I have Anthony Rizzo going. I'm gonna just take a guess. Anthony Rizzo, you're a Chicago Cub. There we go. I don't know what the fuck.
I want to do that, but I think he's going to. Did I have him on the Marlins? They have Aguilar.
Oh, he's a free agent, I think.
Oh, he is? All right. Marlins, Rizzo.
I have Anthony Rizzo going to the Cleveland Guardians.
Hold on. I'm fairly sure Aguilar is not a free agent.
No, Aguilar's not. He's not.
No, Aguilar's Aguilar's still signed there. I'm going to switch this pick. I have Rizzo to the Cubs.
All right. I like it.
Well, you guys have Schwindle.
Oh, fuck. And? DH.
I guess I don't know, man. I got no idea.
Plus, is Rizzo really an everyday starter anymore?
Yeah.
Yes, he definitely is. But
yeah.
He's okay.
I don't think he's that good. I feel like you could almost platoon him. Although he's not really good against righties, so I don't know. I'm just going to stick with the Marlins for Rizzo because that was the narrative for like the last 3 years. I'm not going first. Where does everyone have Chris Taylor going?
Chris Taylor, you are a New York Yankee.
Chris Taylor, you are a Houston Astro. I feel like that makes so much sense.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I have him as a Seattle Mariner.
I don't know if they want to give up a pick after not having a pick for like 3 years.
That's true, but they're also...
I have him as a Chicago White Sox.
Wait, what do you mean a pick? I don't think the Dodgers gave him a qualifying.
He got qualified off.
Oh, he did.
I don't think that'll stop them, though. I think they're going to go all in still.
I think the Astros give a shit, yeah.
But the Astros...
I have the Astros signing someone else.
I also have the Astros signing someone else.
All right, Michael Conforto.
Michael Conforto, you are a Detroit Tiger.
Michael Conforto, welcome to the South Side. You are a White Sox.
Why did I put Chicago? White Sox. I also have him as a Detroit Tiger.
And I have him as a Detroit Tiger.
All right, Clayton Kershaw. I think there's only two teams that I've ever seen.
Clayton Kershaw. Clayton Kershaw, you are a Texas Ranger.
Clayton Kershaw, you are still a Dodger. I would cry if he left. I do not know how I could handle watching Clayton Kershaw.
I'm a Dodger. I have him on the Dodgers too. I just see him as a Dodger lifer.
Yeah, it would suck.
I have him on the Texas Rangers. So, suck it.
Carlos Rodon.
Does sound like a cheap deal or similar with the Rangers?
I picked Rodon to the White Sox, but I think I might change that.
Carlos Rodon?
Jack, where do you have him?
Carlos Rodon. Fuck, I kind of forgot this one. I think I'm in the Cubs, but let me check real quick.
Whoa.
I was kind of doing this off the top of my head. God damn it.
I'm suspended tomorrow against the Knicks.
Just come back to me. Yeah.
Play bum.
Come back to me.
Play loser.
All right. Ryan, where do you have Carlos Rodon?
So I saw I saw where one of you guys suggested he'd go, and I was like, that makes a ton of sense. And I completely forgot to give that to the starting pitcher. No. Phillies. I forgot to give them a starting pitcher. So I didn't.
Okay, I had him as going back to the White Sox, but I think he makes more sense in St. Louis. I'm going to go to St. Louis.
I also have him in St. Louis.
I like St. Louis as a pick.
I had him going to the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah, I forgot to put a starter, and I was like, all right. I'm not giving him anyone else.
Kyle Schwarber, Jack, where do you have him signing?
Kyle Schwarber, you are a Chicago White Sox.
Kyle Schwarber.
That would hurt my soul. I'd hate that so much.
Where is it? Kyle from Waltham? Is that how you say it?
Waltham.
Kyle from Waltham. You're staying in Boston, baby. You are a Boston Red Sox.
I have the same thing. It just makes
sense.
I have
him going to the Washington Nationals.
All right. Man, Castellanos, the namesake of our podcast.
He will continue to hit deep drives in
the left field.
In Philadelphia. He'll get more deep drives in Philadelphia.
Oh, I thought you were going to say continue.
No.
Ryan, where do you have him?
Castellanos, you are a New York Met.
I have him as a Philadelphia Philly as well.
I also have him as a Philadelphia Philly.
Think how much like one tweet can change what I think about a player.
That's true. Or one message in my case. I do have
sources.
I
have a fan with sources.
Yo, can you, Jack, if you just want, like, you could just
DM like the me. Gary Sanchez boob guy who has sources.
He actually, the funny thing about that is before, I just want to, I'll tell this story real quick.
He has broken things before, but I don't care. Where is he going?
He's going to the Astros. I know for sure he has sources, but anyways.
Ryan,
Oh, Starling Marte. Starling Marte, you are going to the city of brotherly love. You're a Philly, baby.
I think Marte to the Astros makes way too much sense not to happen. They need a center fielder.
That's why I have CT3 going there. I think they're going to like –
But the thing, I like the versatility with Taylor, especially if you don't sign a shortstop or a Marcus Semien. That's a different story. But, Jackson, where do you have Starling Marte?
Houston Astros.
I just don't think the Astros are dumb enough to give him 4 years. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think the Astros are dumb enough to give him 4 years. I think the Phillies are. I think the Phillies are stupid.
Last 3 years, the Astros have hired 3 dudes off Twitter.
Oh, no, they have, right? The guy from who made PCRA, MLB.
Marcus Stroman.
Jimmy Frank and Max Bay.
Everyone's favorite Yankees fan, Marcus Stroman. Where is he going?
Marcus Stroman, you are a Los Angeles Angel. The Los Angeles Mets, really. Or the New York Angels, whatever.
Marcus Stroman, the 5'7", bitter loser who is salty that Garrett Cole's a Yankee and he is not. You are a New York Mets still.
I want to say Stroman to the Angels, but after they signed Syndergaard, I'm going to switch that pick. He's going back to New York.
Yeah, that was the one that did it for me too.
And not to the Yankees because he fucking hates them.
He would die. He honestly, I think he just hates anyone who's ever become a Yankee because he wanted to be a Yankee so bad.
But the thing about Stroman is like he would be the second best pitcher in your rotation.
No, he wouldn't. He just would. He just wouldn't. Like Monty's just
Jackson Del Rosario.
I have Marcus Stroman head to Los Angeles, City of Angels. Dodgers. In Anaheim.
All right. Kevin Gausman is a free agent and he will be signing with what team?
See, I got a text. All right.
Whoa.
Oh, you tweeted the Giants that he's going.
I was on the phone. I was told the Giants have interest and it makes a lot of sense. The Giants are probably going to bring him back. I was also told the Angels are looking at him, which also makes a lot of sense, but I'll say the Giants.
Brian? Kevin Gausman, I've been waiting to say this all day. You are a New York Yankee.
Yeah.
I've wanted you for so long. You know you need to come to – you all want to don the pinstripes. You know you want to. Hold on.
I realize I don't think he does. I may have fucked up.
I don't think anyone
up.
Does. I think it's a little small on him, Ryan.
This is my first jersey ever, the A-Rod jersey.
All right. I think I fucked up because I have two of them, but I don't even care. Kevin Gausman, you're a Toronto Blue Jay.
I would die if that happened.
Kevin Gausman, you are a San Francisco Giant.
I feel like the safe pick is the Giants, but
yeah,
I'm going to switch it because I have Ray going back. But anyways, Freddie Freeman is.
Freddie Freeman, you are an Atlanta Brave.
This is
around
the board.
Yep.
I just can't see a way that Freddie Freeman leaves the Braves. It doesn't make sense. All right, Javier Baez.
I mean, Mariners is the only other place, I think.
Jack, where
do you have Ty France?
Javier Baez, you are a Minnesota Twin.
Oh.
Javier Baez, you are a New York Met.
Yeah, I have him as a Met, too.
Yep, me too. Mets.
All right, Robbie Ray.
Let's go Mets, baby. The Mets.
Robbie Ray, you are a Toronto Blue Jay.
Robbie Ray, you are a Los Angeles Angel. Welcome to Anaheim, buddy.
I have him as a Blue Jay. I already said that.
Robbie Ray, you are a Boston Red Sox.
I'd be cool.
If had it.
Especially since Judge is going to hit.
They need a lefty so bad.
All right. This is a fun one. Marcus Semien.
Marcus Semien, you are a San Francisco Giant.
Marcus Semien.
And yeah, Jackson, you'll take Jay Happ and you'll be happy about it.
Nope.
You are a Yankee.
Sean Manaea at the worst.
That's my
choice. I also have Marcus Semien as a Giant, although I could see any of Toronto. Or Seattle, or Houston. They all make sense.
Marcus Semien, you are a Texas Ranger.
I feel like Semien makes sense a lot of places because he's not as expensive as the top shortstops, but he's better.
So good.
He's better. Than Rangers are going to go except off. Correa. He's better than Seager, but we're not
going to have ALS next year is going to be loaded.
Trevor
Story, you are a Los Angeles Angel.
Oh.
On a one-year deal.
Trevor Story. You're a Texas Ranger, buddy. Welcome to Texas.
I have Trevor Story as a St. Louis Cardinal.
Well, I like that.
I have him as a Houston Astro.
I like that, too.
I feel like the Astros are like the only team that could revive his career.
I feel like the Astros.
They need a shortstop, too.
If they get
maybe the Yankees. Runs. I don't know about 55. That's
yeah, shoot.
That's like like Barry Bonds.
No, he said 55 home runs.
Max Scherzer, you are a Japanese. Max
Scherzer is staying in Los Angeles, but going with it. No, he's going back to the Dodgers.
Max Scherzer, you are a Dodger. Fuck, he's not going to the Yankees. He's a Dodger.
100%. Okay, you know what I've realized throughout this whole process?
What's up?
Is that none of us have picked a single player to go to San Diego.
No, yeah. And,
sorry, San Diego.
And they, I feel like, are a team that will be aggressive.
I think they'll get like Alex Cobb. And they'll trade for someone.
Oh, they always trade for someone.
Yeah, like maybe even last offseason, like who do they really spend a lot of money on?
No one.
Because exactly. they're getting
closer. It was Darvish and Tyone. No,
I think Musgrove. I think they're gonna do a lot of reshuffling of assets. Like they think they're gonna try to move a
contract. They're getting Clevinger, so
yeah.
It's a free starting pitcher.
But you know, I don't think they do too much. I think it brings back Pham. Fam, they could bring back. I think we forgot about Fam. They could bring him back.
I think they might sign an outfielder like a Marcano. That would make sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I say that because Scherzer was supposed to be a Padre, but he's not going to be. He's still a Dodger.
Sources say that deal wasn't close. Just saying.
Yeah. I concur.
Jackson.
Oh, you guys are so cool. You have sources.
I got him to the Doyas. The Dodgers.
All right, Jack, where do you have Chris Bryant?
Chris Bryant, you are a Seattle Mariner.
Yeah, I want Bryant back so badly. I love that guy. Ryan.
Oh, Chris Bryant, you're a Met. You're a Met.
I okay. So I read a report that the Giants don't like Chris Bryant.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But I have him going back there anyways.
I also have him go back to the Giants too.
So the two, okay. And then Corey Seager.
I forgot about Corey Seager.
Corey Seager. You are New York Yankee.
Yo, I forgot about him.
Ryan. Shit. Okay, fine. I have Seager as a Yankee as well. I don't like that, but I don't have a choice.
I'll say like he's a Dodger again. How about that? I'll just say he's a Dodger.
Are you about to say Correa as a Yankee?
No, I already picked Simeon to be
Yankee. Oh, you picked Simeon. Okay.
Yeah, because if I pick Correa to be Yankee, I'll never be Yankee.
I want to send Seager to the Rangers, but I got him going to the Dodgers. I like the Rangers.
All right. Correa.
I feel like everybody's going to have the same pick here.
I feel like it makes too much sense not to have it.
Correa, you honestly are a Detroit Tiger, but I could really see a world where he goes to the Yankees, but he's a Detroit Tiger. But he could also
I could see a world where he goes to – I still think there's a slight possibility he stays in Houston.
No, if I'm being honest, if I wasn't superstitious, I would be telling you right now he's a New York Yankee. I refuse to believe the idea that the Detroit fucking Tigers are going to outbid the New York Yankees. But Hal Steinbrenner has shown his loser capabilities at times, so a little bit doubtful. Idea that the Tigers are like a shoo-in is dumb to me. They don't have the financial assets of a team like the New York Yankees.
Also, fucking who the fuck wants to live in Detroit for 6 months? Like, really? Yeah.
And on top of all of this, outside of the fact that AJ Hinch is there, what else do the Tigers offer? Because they've shown no indication, like they have zero reports of them wanting to go and spend huge on a shortstop. Mm-hmm. None. Zilch. Zero. I don't really see why.
Well, like, I agree with him.
AJ Hinch met with them.
That's great. Great.
But they're like former.
Whatever. I've added Olivia Rodrigo on Twitter. So like if I meet her, like, do you think she wants to date me? No, we met, we talked. Yeah, well,
I think that comparison is that's quite
absolutely awful.
No, I think it's a great
in a time where Carlos Correa is a free agent.
I'm the Detroit Tigers.
Well, yeah, and Ryan's single.
You know, I'm the Detroit
Olivia Tigers. Rodrigo is not single.
Yeah,
Ryan's single though.
No, but here's my point.
Olivia is not.
Is top of the class, like the Carlos Correa of this free agency class, right?
Yeah, but she's not a free agent.
I'm just using an example. Just hear me out. I don't follow.
Well, pick a new one because she's not a
free agent. No, I'm using her. Just let me, and I'm like the Tigers. Like, what do I offer to this? I don't bring anything to the table, but people just feel bad for me. And
I don't think you're as good as the Tigers, right?
I am. I'm basically the Detroit Tigers. What do I offer outside of people just feeling bad for that team? if people didn't feel bad for the Tigers, like, they're just not a good team. People just
a good a prior relationship. Did you know Olivia Rodrigo before him? AJ Hinch knew
dude.
I have a Spanish
Justin
name.
Fields is out.
Andy Dalton, let's go, baby.
Her last name is Spanish sounding.
If you were to have known her for like 10 years,
this is a stupid fucking conversation.
If you were grown up with her, I would have been like, okay.
I would just like Olivia Rodrigo to know I respect women and I am Dominican. So,
shut the
up.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No, but in all seriousness, what do the Tigers offer outside of being like people just feeling bad for them and people hating the Yankees? That's the only. I'm not even joking. That's the only reason people pick him to go to the Tigers.
A good farm system, really good coaching staff.
The Yankees have a great farm system. The Yankees have a great coaching staff. The Yankees have
Hill is overrated.
Huh?
I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, but what happened? The Yankees are.
I'm looking back at my like picks before the season.
Are we moving on to that? We're saving it for a separate episode.
No, we are. But I just want to like tell the points and whatever. I had Zach Greinke finishing top three in Cy Young voting.
Yeah, I mean that's because
it's just because you're not very smart.
Yeah.
I had Bieber winning it, right? That's not that bad of a pick.
Chapman winning the MVP, so I can't even make fun of you for that.
I had fucking Lindor. Shut up.
All of my award picks were really good. I literally did.
You had Harper. Mm-hmm. Oh, you might win the whole thing because just the Harper pick.
Jackson also had Harper, I think.
Oh, no.
He had DeGrom for Cy Young.
I think I had Soto. I had Harper second.
I think he had Soto.
I had Woodruff. Woodruff finished in the top five, right?
Yeah, but I don't – we did top five. I just don't know if we
– Well, no, I had Woodruff winning, and I had Cole finished second. I had Cole winning, and I had Woodruff winning.
I think
I had Castillo winning and Bieber winning. Castillo
Jackson,
went to shit.
I don't know
shit.
If you remember this. We were arguing about Soto versus Judge offensively back when I was super biased against Judge. No, Jackson and I. Did I say Jack? I'm sorry. But I had a bet. I think I made a bet with him that Judge had a higher WRC plus, like he had to do something. And if I had a higher, Soto had a higher WRC plus, I had to do something.
I have no
Jackson, can you update the war draft right now?
Yo, I got cooked on the NL Central, bro.
All right, anyways.
Christian fucking
Yelich. Who had the higher one?
Oh, Soto, easily. Judge had like a 150. Soto had like a 160.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's like I have to put like I'm a Boston fan in my bio.
We're doing all the stuff we did this year again because it was fun. War drafts.
Yeah, it was all fun. And we'll do it again.
Either way. What?
Yeah, hopefully it's an MLB season, you know, like when it happens.
Okay, Jackson, you want to update this quickly? Or are we just going to move on? Because we've been recording for what, 45 minutes?
We should finish it up here. And we can do the top camera. Thanks everyone so much for watching. If you like what you saw, please give us a 5-star rating, whatever platform you're listening to. Make sure to follow us
140 games
on Twitter and Instagram at Deep Drive Pod. Make sure to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Leaders. Make sure to follow Ryan on Twitter at Ryan Garcia ESM. Make sure to go follow Jackson on Twitter at Jackson Dells 2. Make sure to go follow James on Twitter at James Valentinas. It's been Deep Drive Left Field by Castellanos, and we will see you in episode number 46.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.